Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah. We had a little kink discussion yesterday.
Oh, we did.
You're welcome to continue it, like Nick's going to do here. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What do you got?
So I got a doozy for you. Back when I was in the Army, you know, we were hanging out all drinking, partying one night, and ended up hooking up with this military police girl.
All right.
Hold it.
Are you going to tell us Stripes, a story from Stripes?
So then I got out the mixer.
Because she was an MP. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. We ended up, you know, doing the deed, and in the middle of it, she goes, choke me. I'm like, okay.
All right.
So oblige.
Yeah.
But not, you know, not putting any force or anything.
Right, you don't want to kill her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and apparently that wasn't enough. She decides to put more pressure with her hands over top of my hands.
Whoa.
Until lights out, I guess you could say that.
Until she passed out, or until you killed her. Was it sound like that?
No. God, no.
You're probably feeling so bad about this. Okay, go ahead.
She passes out for like 30 seconds.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. And I was freaking out. You know, we've all been drinking and stuff. And
right.
I just killed her.
Right.
And so I am out. Well, she comes back to, like, you know, 30 seconds later, maybe a minute, sits up, punches me in the chest, and goes, why the F did you stop?
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh, my God. So I tell her to, you know, get out of the room or whatever, and asking her. I asked her a few weeks later. Yeah. I was like, you know, what was the deal with that? She goes, well, I like to come back to mid-deed.
Oh.
She wanted
to wake back up while you're still banging her.
To keep going.
She's a crazy lady, man. Whatever happened to her, do you know?
I have no idea. I tried to stay as far away from her after that.
Some dude had an eventful life with her for years.
You're supposed to end the story by saying, she married me.
Right.
No, some dude had to live with that for a long time. That's crazy stuff, man. Thank you, man.
Yeah, that was a wild one.
That's a great story, though. Really appreciate you calling, man. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Dick. Yeah, that's borderline rape fantasy.
Of course, that's exactly what that is. You wake up. You know,
wake up in the middle of
it. I understand faking like you're asleep like Puss does. I'm sleeping over here.
Well, one night hookup, if that's what you're into, you'd probably need to vocalize that.
Right.
Some dude's not going to be like, oh, cool, I'll just keep going.
Believe it or not, most guys' instincts would be exactly what he did.
Yeah.
Oh, holy ass, I killed her.
Unless he was in mid, you know, he might have kept going, you know. Sounded like he was done already.
Yeah, but then he's got to worry about leaving evidence.
Well, it's already there.
Yeah, but if he kept going, they would be married.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
That's true.
Right, because he did the right thing, according to her.
She'd be following him around
the
base.
In her mind, if you find a guy who will, you know, keep going there, you marry him.
He's a keeper.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened to her over the years, because she obviously went on with her life and probably married somebody that enjoyed choking her out every night.
Yeah, probably.
Why is mommy tired again this morning? She passed out.
Another military cop.
Every night she passes out.
Either that or her kink got the best of her one time.
And he killed her. Right.
You know?
That's what I'm thinking too. Man.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I saw this a couple of days ago, and the Post sent me this yesterday. First of all, during the break, I believe one of our couple of days off we had, either COVID or vacation, our buddy Merle got a hold of me or on our messages.
Oh, I haven't heard from him lately. He okay?
Yeah, he went. Remember, we were talking about Roadhouse one day, and Jonathan Skitch.
Sheck,
God.
It's spelled weird.
I know, it's totally spelled weird.
That's the guy from That Thing You Do?
Yeah. He made a sequel to that called Roadhouse 2, where he was a bouncer, and I liked his tweet, and I said, where can we get that? And he answered us back on his Twitter.
Yeah,
it's out there. So Merle watched it, and Merle liked it. That guy's a good actor. It's probably just a feel-good, stupid B-movie like the original one was.
Yeah.
But now they're remaking the original.
Yeah. A Roadhouse reboot in the works starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
Amazon Prime.
Who, by the way, is an A-list actor, too. So this isn't like somebody taking this role. When they redid Footloose, for lack of a better one.
How about Point Break?
Yeah, they used unknown actors in those. They really did.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But this one is a known actor. Yeah. Who's not down on his luck. He does major movies to this day, taking this role.
Here's the statement from Prime Video. Roadhouse is a home run for us. Not only is it a nod to fans of the original, but it's also a big, fun, broad audience movie. We are thrilled to collaborate with Joel Doug. I don't know who those are.
Now, we all thought that...
Doug is Doug Liman, the director.
Okay.
And then I think Joel Silver is the producer, and he did the original.
Yeah,
okay.
he did.
And a great cast led by Jake Gyllenhaal, and for them to come together to reimagine the classic MGM film as an action-packed adventure for our global audience.
Well, now, Point Break 2 sucked, by the way.
Oh, it's
the
terrible.
The remake of Point Break was terrible. Well, once again, there wasn't a huge star connected to that. They were actors you'd recognize, but they weren't a huge star.
It wasn't a Point Break, too. It was just a reboot.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what this was going to be.
Right, the reboot. Yeah.
But this is also this is part of the deal that happened last fall where Amazon bought MGM.
Okay.
See, that's how they acquired the rights to all of this stuff.
Got it.
And that's why it's going straight to Amazon and not to a theater.
The problem I have with reboots in these situations is that a lot of times these movies stand the test of time because they're a time capsule to the period. Perfect example was Roadhouse featured mullets, featured the outfits, the hair is sprayed up in the air. It was late. It was 89 or something like that. So it's like that kind of feel to it.
Not enough cocaine.
For
my money, there should have been more cocaine.
Now the new one.
1989 movie.
Well, there were drugs involved. They got fired for bouncing because they're selling drugs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to fly because people who are into Roadhouse, it's not going to be their Roadhouse. And the people who aren't into Roadhouse aren't going to be into this.
That's right.
They'll get introduced to it through this. Who knows?
I didn't realize that. I thought Jake Gyllenhaal was in the Barbie movie. So I'm like, oh, Barbie to Roadhouse weird. That's, but that's a different dude.
Yeah.
That's Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, who's also really
And
good.
By the way,
I like Gosling.
I watched the new movie, the new Netflix movie that he's in, The Gray Man.
Is it good?
With Chris Evans. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
But there's a line in there where Chris Evans is the bad guy going after Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the line, he's like, somebody splatter that Ken doll's brain now. He's playing Ken.
I had read before that for years, even before his name was connected to that, if they ever do a Barbie movie, he was going to be Ken.
Perfect.
You're right. So that's probably been around for a long time. So Jake Gyllenhaal, when's it going to happen?
It's in the works now. They just announced it. They don't have a release date on it yet.
But then, of course, I saw somebody else just saying, well, what about Sam Elliott? Sam Elliott died in the first one. Spoiler alert. Yeah.
What?
Oh. Yeah, well, you bring in that guy from Yellowstone.
Yeah.
The Sam Elliott type. The guy who does the beef commercials now for a local grocery store.
Yeah, he's too old. Sam Elliott was not that old in that movie.
I guess you're right.
Sam Elliott had gray hair, but he was a stud.
Maybe
man.
50.
Maybe 50.
Maybe 50. At
that guy from Yellowstone is a, you know, unvaccinated douchebag.
Is he?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know his background.
Oh, yeah. No, he's unvaccinated. Yeah.
You see,
he's a great actor.
Then he should make sure that the audience knows that that grocery store vaccinates its cattle.
I know.
Yeah. You're right.
If
it's good beef, it's vaccinated.
Oh, what's in the cows?
That's a great point.